The newest variety to be released from the South Dakota State Spring Wheat Breeding Program is Driver, making a debut in late 29 for production in 2020. Prior to that, Surpass and Boost came online in 2015, but an empty stretch between these releases demonstrates the complexity of plant breeding. Here's SDSU spring wheat breeder Dr. Carl Glover.
I had a few more ready to go in like 2016 and 2017, but we had some leaf rust susceptibility problems with one of those and some bacterial leaf streak problems with another. So there was a five-year gap in releases between those previous two and then Driver that was released technically in 2020.
Each year, Glover makes thousands of initial plant crosses, which will be whittled down over a 10-year period, resulting in a new cultivar that offers premium genetics in yield, quality, and agronomic performance. Anything that fails to meet this criteria gets scrapped, with only the top lines making their way to South Dakota farmers. Glover is hopeful his program will have favorable news this autumn as fresh genetics look promising.
There's two as of yet unnamed experimental lines that are in the increase process. So I'm 90-some percent sure that we'll get one of them released, and then the other one probably, I think, will be also released. So we might have two this year.
The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff is a key supporter of the wheat breeding programs at SDSU. South Dakota farmers can view the results of current and future genetics this summer at one of 10 performance testing sites across the state. Go to extension.sdstate.edu and click on the Wheat tab to find a location near you. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert reporting.